A key component of plans to grow Jamaica's economy involves strengthening the public sector ministries, departments, and agencies to administer the nation's business in the most efficient and effective manner. The aim is to reduce red tape and bureaucratic procedures and increase the ease of doing business across the country. This process is being coordinated through the Cabinet Office's Public Sector Modernization Program. We hear more about the Public Sector Modernization Plan on today's edition of Going for Growth.
We are actually amongst the best, if not the best, in the Caribbean in terms of our public sector, in terms of how we operate, the policies, the programs, the cadre of staff. But I think we want to take it a step further by becoming one of the best in the world. Within the next 10 years, we're hoping to be possibly top 10 in the world. But that has to be the vision, that we are compared with all the best practice public sector entities globally.
Principal Director of Public Sector Modernization Program Implementation at the Cabinet Office, Wayne Robertson. The program is being executed under three headings. These are trade and investment facilitation, government efficiency and customer service, and finally, public sector containment.
As it relates to trade and investment facilitation, we're currently working with the World Bank in terms of building out a sustainable program of facilitating trade. And we're looking at not just public sector entities, but also private partners. And so all the entities that are involved in trade, we work with them.
A lot of work has been done so far in the area of boosting government efficiency and customer service. Mr. Robertson outlines a few examples.
For example, we are looking at how it is that we can improve import and export service provision to MSMEs. And so rather than taking six steps, rather than making 10 stops, we're saying, listen, you need to make one stop. We've already started that process by establishing a one-stop shop in Kingston at the port. And we're currently looking at establishing another in Montego Bay. We're also looking at a single window. Yes, that's an e-trade platform that provides a portal for all trade information to flow. Of course, that will ensure that there's greater level of efficiency through use of technology.
The Companies Office of Jamaica's initiative to introduce an electronic business registration form is in keeping with the modernization initiative, and when fully rolled out, we'll see persons empowered to register their businesses in Jamaica from anywhere in the world. Another key component of the public sector modernization thrust will see the implementation of measurable customer service policies for all ministries, departments, and agencies.
Cabinet Office is looking at establishing a customer service policy that will be rolled out very shortly in the new financial year. And also, ministries, departments, and agencies will be mandated to develop customer service improvement plans. So it's really a concerted effort to achieve service excellence across the board. So what ministries, departments, and agencies will do is to prepare their plans in terms of their targets for the year, their key tasks, what systems, what measures will be put in place to improve service delivery. Are they training their officers in terms of new methods? Are we doing things manually when we can do it e-based?
Principal Director of Public Sector Modernization Program Implementation in the Cabinet Office, Wayne Robertson. Efforts continue to consolidate the Jamaican public service so it can play its part in contributing to the government's growth agenda. Government is also committed to making the process interactive, listening more and asking the public for advice and feedback where applicable. This is all part of plans for the establishment of a strong and professionally well-managed public sector, capable of enabling and facilitating the achievement of the national goals. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
The Legal Aid Council provides representation for persons taken into police custody for any criminal matter and a traffic offense. Request duty counsel of the arresting officer. Duty counsel representation is free.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.